Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Christian Song Smorgasbord. Now here's your host, JD the Music Man.
Good morning, everyone. I am JD the Music Man. Thank you for listening to the show this morning. I really appreciate you joining us. We are broadcasting live from Phoenix, Arizona. It is a chilly 41 degrees around here. And it's cold outside, but we got some hot Christian music we're going to play for you today. And we're going to have a great time listening to some awesome music. We got some new artists coming up, so I hope you'll stick with us for the entire show. Well, our contact information, as always, if you would like to call into the show, that number is 646-716-8496. Again, 646-716-8496. Or you can always go to our website, www.thecssonline.net, and you can click the contact tab and email us directly from there. If you are an independent artist or promoter for that artist, there is a link there you can click to call my direct line, and we can work out something to maybe get your music played on the Christian Song Smorgasbord. So be sure to check that out. Also, we do have a new poll question. I wasn't able to mention that last week, but up on the website, we do have a new poll question for January, so check that out as well. But we're going to take a quick look at the charts and the music news before we get into the music. And on the independent charts, Debbie's song, All This For Me, still at number one. And Faith 4's song, My Everything, we've played a couple of times on the show. It is climbing. It is at number three. And we will be hearing more from them. I was in touch with them this week. Got a full album of their music, so we will be hearing more of their music in the future. So keep listening. And Chris Jans, Found Myself in You, we played that a couple of weeks ago, still at number seven. Virginia Hill, her track I Want to Be Like You, still in the top 30, but it has slipped out of the top 10. It is at number 11, but still doing great. Been on the charts now for 12 weeks. And on the inspirational charts, Chris Tomlin's Amazing Grace, still at number one. Another great song. We're going to look at the news real quick. Matthew West, it's been a couple of years since we've gotten any new music from him, and his project, Something to Say, is just coming out, his third record and first project in more than 2 years, and this is why. In 2007, doctors discovered a vascular polyp and hemorrhaged blood vessels on West's vocal cord. In addition to undergoing surgery, he was unable to speak for a total of 2 months following the diagnosis. However, during this season of silence, God refocused West's priorities and renewed his purpose. He said, "Prior to this experience, I only had a glimpse of what these songs had to say, but having literally nothing to say for 2 months, it was as if I understood what these songs were trying to communicate all along." So his project, I believe the title is pretty appropriate. It's called Something to Say, new music from Matthew West. Also, Ronnie Freeman's album, God Speaking, has been released. It is in stores. I definitely recommend that. The title track was number 8 on the end-of-the-year charts for Inspirational. It remained in the top 5 on the indie charts for many, many weeks last year. All 11 songs on the album were either written or co-written by Ronnie Freeman. And Christy Knuckles of Watermark is on the CD on his latest single, which is called My Inheritance, which we will probably be playing next week. She is on that track, so definitely some great stuff to look forward to. Natalie Grant's album, Relentless, releasing on February 12th. It is her 7th project, so it's doing great, and we're glad to get some new music from Natalie Grant. Well, we're going to jump into the music now. New artist Sandy Simon, in honor of National Right to Life Month, which is this January, we're going to play this song. It's called His Name is Nathan. And I'll give you the story behind this song after we play it. Here you go.
knows? For me, it wasn't a decision of right or wrong, but a decision of choice. I was young, I had my whole life ahead. It wasn't the right time now. If only once I had stopped to sense my child and thought of his life
Andy Simon. The song is His Name is Nathan. Well, the story behind this song is that it was originally a poem written by Leanne Damer. She had had an abortion before becoming a Christian. However, after her conversion, she even struggled then with whether or not she agreed with pro-lifers. She knew her own circumstances at the time of her decision and knew God knew them, so she prayed that God would show her in a real way whether her thinking needed adjusting. And she said, boy, he did. Then she wrote this song, which was a poem at that time, and the poem has been around the world on the internet. She sent the poem to Golden Preciado, who wrote the music to the song. Sandy Simon, the artist who sings the song, is a friend of Golden's, and they were working on Sandy's debut CD, which is called Kiss the Sun, at the time. And so Golden asked Sandy if she'd like to record the song, and she did. And Sandy said it's her desire to bring forgiveness and healing to those women who have suffered through this decision. At the same time, the song exposes the lie that pro-choice is. Leanne was never told the whole story, and this poem came out of that struggle that she went through. It's a great song. Well, we're going to switch gears here and go into Third Day's song, Your Love, O Lord.
Your love, oh Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the skies. And your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Yeah, and your justice flows like the ocean's tide. And I will lift my voice to worship you, my King. And I will find my strength in the shadow. Stretches to the sky. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountain. Yes. Your justice flows like the ocean's tide. I will lift my heart.
Day, Your Love, O Lord, from their album, Time. Next up is the Katinas from their album, Lifestyle, with Eagle's Wings.
Here I am waiting,
And that was the Katinas from their album Lifestyle with Eagle's Wings. The title track from For Him's album The Message is up next. Him with The Message. Well, this next song I have for you, I'm really excited about this artist. I just discovered this independent artist within the last couple of weeks, and she's been around for a while. Her third album will be coming out next month, I believe. But the song I'm going to play for you is from her self-titled release from 2005. And I tell you, this woman has some powerhouse vocals. Her name is Kathleen Carnally. And her website is KathleenCarnally.com. That's KathleenCarnally.com. And I'll put a link on the website, but great music, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy this one. Kathleen Carnally, Jesus Over Me, from her self-titled release. And we will be hearing more from her in the future, and possibly she may even join us on the show next month, so be listening for that. Well, I do want to say congratulations to our winners from the last few weeks. Tyler from Phoenix, Arizona, picked up a copy of Debbie's album. crossover a couple of weeks ago, and last week, Aaron from Staten, Oregon, walked off with a copy of Virginia Hill's album, LOL, and I do want to mention, I do have a couple of copies of that album left, so if you would like to send me that email that I mentioned, send me an email with your name and city and state, and we'll give you a copy. I would encourage you to listen to the interview that we had with Virginia last week if you did not hear that. Well, we're going to move on. Scott Crepane is up next with The Least I Can Do. From his album, it goes like this. Scott Crepane, The Least I Can Do, from his album, It Goes Like This. Well, we will be right back after these messages. Coming up, we'll have some music by Ray Bolts, FFH, Go Fish, and more. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Christian Song Smorgasbord, bringing you the latest and greatest in Christian music. Be sure to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.thecssonline.net.
And I'll have a bowl of your clam chowder.
Thank you, sir.
So as I was saying, Bob, what you and I believe about God is different. But that's okay.
How so?
Well, what you believe about God is true for you, and what I believe is true for me.
Here you go, sir.
Thank you.
They can't both be true.
Well, sure they can. It's all about belief. Wait a minute. This isn't clam chowder, it's a bowl of water.
That's okay. Why don't you just believe it's clam chowder?
Because it's not.
Well, I believe I can smell clam.
This is a bowl of tap water.
You said that belief is all that matters when it comes to God. If that logic applies to something as important as God, it should work on your soup.
Regardless of what I believe, this is still going to be a bowl of water.
Frank, God is as real as that bowl of water. So we have to discover who God really is. We can't just believe what we want to believe about Him.
Fine. God is God, but this is not soup.
Yeah, it's for washing your hands in after you eat your order of ribs.
A message from Lifeline Productions. 1-800-52-FUNNY at lifelinepro.com. You're listening to the Christian Song Smorgasbord, bringing you the latest and greatest in Christian music. Now here's your host, J.D. the Music Man.
All righty, everyone. We are back. Thank you for sticking with us. We're going to jump back into the music now with one by Andrew Peterson from his album Clear to Venus. This is No More Faith.
This is not another song about the mountains, except about how hard they are to move. Well, have you ever stood before them like a mustard seed who's waiting for some food? Well, I say, to bear grave and bitter sweet, and hope is hard to hold to. Lord, I believe, only help my unbelief. Though there's no more faith, no more hope. See your face, and Lord, I know the only love. Thought about the many doubts you hide. Have you wondered how He loves you? If He really knows how dark you are inside.
little folk music with Andrew Peterson from Clear to Venus. That was No More Faith. Well, next up is Ray Bolts with I Will Praise the Lord from his album The Altar.
By the stripes upon his back, he heard a voice call out his name. His mind began to clear. In the darkness he replied, Silas, I am here. Oh, my brother Silas, Paul uttered with a groan, today I thought for sure we were going home. And when I opened up my eyes, I'd look upon his face. Here we are together in this dreadful place. But I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I know I will praise the Lord. It has in store, I know I will praise the Lord. This may be a prison, and these may be chains. Still I am free, free to praise His name. Started waking up, singing filled their ears. Some men started swearing, others were in tears. Suddenly it happened, there was no mistake.
Ray Bolts with I Will Praise the Lord from the album The Altar. That's going back several years ago. Still a great song. Still love Ray Bolts' music. Well, the next one is by Charles Billingsley from his album Marks of Omission. This one's called Willing to Be Weak.
This hunger, would I believe in? A love my heart could barely comprehend. I never thought my brokenness could take me very far, but it's only through my weakness that I see how strong you are. So I'm willing to be weaker, a faithful seeker of your heart, to know your healing. I will be broken, an empty vessel in your. So if that is what it takes to bring me to my knees, Lord, I'm willing. I'm willing to be weak. When I consider all I've been given, it's clear to me your way are not like mine. So I surrender this life that I'm living, just to know a peace that you alone provide. Here, standing in the shadow of this mountain I face, I see your hand of mercy. But it's only by your grace that I'm willing to be weaker, a faithful seeker of your heart, to know your healing. I will be broken, an empty in your arms. So if that is what it takes to bring me to my knees, Lord, I'm willing.
Willing to be Weak, Charles Billingsley. From the album Found a Place, Here's FFH with Lord Move or Move Me. Far From Home, also known as FFH with Lord Move or Move Me from their album Found a Place. Well, we have time for one more song here today. I do want to encourage you that if you would like a copy of the Virginia Hill CD, an autographed copy, I might add, all you have to do is go to www.thecssonline.net, click the contact tab, send me an email, and say, I want a free CD, and I'm going to get that in the mail to you. Well, here is Go Fish from their album Infectious, Lord, I Give You Me. With Lord, I Give You Me from their album Infectious. Well, we are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I do want to thank you for joining us today. And if you ever want to get in contact with me for any reason, you can always do that. JD@thecssonline.net. And you can send me any comments or questions, requests for future shows, and we'll do our best to get that music on for you. Well, we are out of time, as I mentioned, so we will see you again next week. This is JD the Music Man saying adios.
So be sure to listen at this same time next week to another exciting adventure.